All right, we're hanging out with friend of the program and just friend in general, Miss Sarah Wasserman. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Thanks for asking. Now, the reason we're chatting is, you know, we go back and forth and stay in touch and all, but you've been up to some pretty amazing things, and I wanted to make sure that folks out there had a chance to really understand what's going on out in the world and what's going on with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you for getting involved in, well, let's talk about your recent travels and your inspirations.
Well, I recently got back from Peru. I was volunteering at an orphanage in the Sacred Valley of Peru called Casa de Milagro, and this is just an organization and that is very, very close to my heart. I spent 3 weeks over there working with the kids.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was incredible. There's 34 kids. And a dear friend of mine's foundation, Oasis Preserve International, it was founded by them, or as a project of theirs. And a woman named Mama Kia runs it.
Mm-hmm. Mama
and
Kia.
Basically, yeah, her name is Mama Kia. And there's a video of her and the orphanage on my MySpace page as well, which pretty much tells the story of how it was started. There's 34 children, and they all come from the streets of Cusco. And they're all come from poverty and basically come from nothing and no parents, no families. And so she's rescued these children one by one over the past, since 95. And what she's doing is she's creating a whole new model for these kids, basically to try and make it so they can go out on their own and break the pattern of what they've seen, the way that they've been raised, and she's putting them in music classes and art classes and dance, and everything's organic, and they learn how to cook their own meals and sew, and it's just an incredible, very healing place. Spent a lot of time out there with them and learned Spanish and just really, yeah, I was able to communicate with them, and it's just incredible. So
this is where I should be busting out some Spanish with you, but unfortunately, it's not.
Okay.
It's not rolling off my tongue right now.
It's okay. I'm not that great at it. I'm good enough to talk to the kids.
Un poquito. So I mean, this is, as an artist yourself, this must be quite an inspiration to take yourself a few steps back to the world you're used to.
Yeah,
and not only get involved, but be one with it for 3 weeks. That's 3 weeks is a very long time. 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Yeah, just I learned a lot from these kids. I just really, it's just everything that they do is, they're so happy and they're just so loved, and they're grateful for everything that they have, and they just appreciate things more than I think, obviously, people here do, because it's a whole different way of life.
Sure.
They're just
sure.
Very simple and just incredible kids. The youngest is 20 months old, and her name is Sol.
Sol,
yeah.
Oh,
and
boy.
She's beautiful.
I'm already hooked.
No, she's cute. You would fall in love with her.
I know.
She's been there since she was 6 months old. Her mother died when she was 6 months old. And she's just the most incredible little girl. She's very smart. And so she's growing up with 34 brothers and sisters. And it's amazing. So I'm definitely going back. And I am going to be donating proceeds to my record.
Nice.
To them, which will come out next spring after years and years of work.
That's okay. Worth the wait, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So you're donating proceeds. You're also, well, before we talk about a concert that you're getting involved in, what led you or how did you go about, I know you have a friend who with the Oasis, is it Preserve?
Oasis Preserve International.
So is that how you learned about this cause and got involved?
I did. It's my dear friend's company, and they told me about it for a long time. And I've just been wanting to go over there now for 3 years, and it's just so hard to take the time, obviously, from your life. And I didn't have email. I didn't have hardly any communication. So I just needed to make sure that I could really drop my life
and
be there. And so it took me this long, but I finally was able to go over there. It was incredible.
Well, yeah, hats off to you for getting involved. I mean,
Thank you.
So what kind of things did you do when you were there? Did you... You know, you're more than an observer, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I spent a lot of time with the kids, as much time as I could, just played with them, you know, made sure that they had time alone with, you know, it's important for them to have time alone with people, with people who can really give them love and teach them. We would do music, and we would sing and dance, and play cards, play games, and then I would help, like, in the kitchen and sure. just help them with anything that they needed help with. I just did as much as I could.
Yeah, pitching in.
While I was there. Yeah, it's really, every day is just, there's always something to do. Like, there's things in the garden, people volunteer and work in the garden or help with the kids or do dishes or, you know.
Yeah,
it's
so
endless,
everyday life.
Exactly.
Everyday
exactly.
life skills stuff, yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, it was incredible.
How many other adults, you say volunteers, how many other adults would you say on an average are there during a regular day?
Well, there's mamas and papas, mm-hmm. which are staff. There's Mama Kia and her daughter Marie who started it together. And basically how it started, it's Kia's foundation is called the Chandler Sky Foundation.
Okay.
And but it was a project of Oasis Preserve International. But Chandler Sky was Kia's grandson who passed away at I think it was like 2 weeks old or 2 days old or something like that. He was a tiny baby when he passed away. And he came to Kia and Kia's daughter Marie in a dream and said, "You have to help these kids on the streets," and they were living in Peru at the time, and that's how it all started. He came to each one of them separately in a dream and said the same thing.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's
pretty heavy.
It's pretty heavy.
Pretty
exactly.
heavy, yeah. Yeah, no. It's real. I believe it.
Yes, definitely.
You can't make it up. And
No.
It's a wonderful cause to be involved in. Now, you are stepping out and doing some more with it, aren't you? You're raising, you're having a benefit concert?
I am. I'm producing a benefit show for Casa de Milagros, which is what the name of the orphanage. And it's going to be in Mill Valley, California, in Marin County, mm-hmm. near San Francisco, where I grew up. And my father, Rob Wasserman, and Bob Weir and Jay Lane are going to play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like the original trio that before Rat Dog, which is great.
Yeah.
And I'm inviting a lot of guests, so we're going to have the exact names in the next couple weeks of the other artists who are going to be performing, but it's really exciting.
Yeah, so that'll be
going to be November 30th at 7 p.m. and the theater is called the Throckmorton Theater, and it's in Mill Valley.
Beautiful Mill Valley.
Yeah, beautiful Mill Valley. I'm really excited. And Kia, Mama Kia, is flying out from Peru. She's going to speak. And
oh, good
and
for you!
A lot of people. Oh yeah,
that's great.
We're going all out with this. So
I'm gonna be there. I think.
I hope you can come.
Yeah, I want to get there for that. Maybe.
You can meet my mom finally.
I know that's on my list of things to do. You know.
I know. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that's so awesome! And yeah, we'll keep people abreast of the other artists that you get. But my goodness, that already is just amazing.
It's going to be great.
And
it's a small room. It's only 300 seats.
Yep.
So it should sell out pretty quickly, I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah. I can't see why it wouldn't.
I hope it does. And with the other artists who I'm hoping contribute, it'll definitely sell out.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say any names just yet, but they're definitely great.
There will be no jinxing right now.
No.
There will be none of that. So we won't do that.
Not.
We won't
exactly.
do it. My goodness. And then what... So. How much of the proceeds of that are heading to?
Everything, 100%.
Wow.
All the money goes to the kids.
You're the best.
And the theater's being donated.
That's
and
awesome.
So, yeah, I'm hoping.
Oh, wow. Kudos to the theater as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the woman who runs the theater is amazing. She's really excited about helping with the show. And we're going to try and do a silent auction as well and try and get some people to donate instruments or donate, you know.
Wow, you're on fire.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Wicked cool.
I knew that they had to raise a certain amount of money for next year's expenses, so I just offered to do what I could do, and, you know.
Well, and this is what you can do.
I hoped that I could get a commitment from my dad and Bob Weir, which I did. So
that's big.
Yeah.
I'm glad that can fit into both their schedules. They're both outrageously busy,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, considering everything that's going on with the Grateful Dead and all of that.
Well, and you trapped them right around Thanksgiving, so they're going to be home.
I did, exactly.
Good for you.
That's why I did it.
Hi, guys. You want to come over for turkey? And oh, yeah, by the way.
Well, they both live right down the street.
I know. They
can walk down the street and play.
And then walk right back home while the food's cooking. It'll be great. I'm coming over for all the dinners, too.
Yay. I hope so.
You mentioned your album. We talked about that in length before. So let's talk about the new track, right? Is this a brand new track, Somehow Forever?
This is actually an old track.
Yep.
And I did this a few years ago. One of my first songs I did with my producer, Randy Amata, who has been producing my record. And it's an R&B soul track. It's very, very different from the other tracks. It's like an Alicia Keys kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ballad. And yeah, and I'm working with a company in LA called Riptide, and they've already placed one song on Falcon Beach, and this is the second one.
And it's on a show now called
Girlfriend. Yeah, and which I love. So
which
I
is
really excited.
Oh, well, that makes it even better.
I know, I love it. It's one of my favorite shows. So that just got placed. I just found out about this yesterday.
That's big news, man.
Yeah, so I'm just really trying to finish up the record by the end of the year, and it'll be out next spring. And I've been actually writing as well with Ben Taylor, who's
another
great artist, who's James Taylor and Carly Simon's son, who I've been working a lot with. And yeah, so there's some great new people, aside from the older people who I've been working with for years.
Yeah, oh, you got all your bases covered.
Board.
Yeah, you got all your bases covered.
Yeah, it's good.
It's fantastic.
It's good.
And then, you know, you listen to the names and you go, wow, that's really cool. But then you flip the page back to what we just spoke about and what you do really with your time is what matters here. And
thank you.
You know, you have a real good wrap around the big picture. And
I just really feel like this business is so self-absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in it, so I think I have a deeper understanding of that. To a certain extent.
Absolutely, yes, you do.
And so I just feel like there has to be a higher reason why you do this and you give back. It, you know, music is a very healing thing. So if you can give back through music to kids or to anything that you really believe in, and this isn't something that I am forcing myself to believe in. This is something I really deeply, you know.
It hits you hard.
Oh, big time, yeah. And I don't. You know, where it's going to lead, I don't know, but right now it's a really
it feels right
thing. Yeah, totally.
Well,
and
that's...
I love the people who are involved, and yeah, so I'm
well, your voice,
to be a part
you know,
of
your
it.
Voice is so close to an angelic sound, you know, just to be honest, so that's my opinion anyway, so that it just seems appropriate that you would get involved in doing something that is, you know, a little bit otherworldly. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
I just say the truth.
Oh, you're the best.
So Wisconsin is where, you know, I'm stomping around these days. You had a chance to be here recently.
I did.
Sturgeon Bay, is that where it was?
Yes. I did a festival with Jackson Brown, who is a sweetheart, who was amazing. And I did a week of songwriting at the Steelbridge Songfest, and I wrote with probably 8 or 9 different songwriters. It was an invite-only thing, and there's around 30 writers that come, and Jackson Brown supports it. And at the end of the week, you perform. I did around 4 shows. I would write all day and then record the songs that we wrote and then perform at night my own stuff. It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah, and I did that, and I wrote a new song called Grateful, which is for my dad, this was around Father's Day, so I wrote it for him, and then I performed it at the festival with Jackson, and I didn't even know the words. I was, like, reading. It was really bad. But it was cool. It was great.
That's
was,
wicked cool, man.
I love, you know, the improv stuff, just being able to do what you feel in the moment, you know? So that was cool.
Yeah.
And writing with people that I had never met, and it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're all over the map, man.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot.
Yeah. Well, your head must still be spinning, though, from writing all day and then performing other stuff at night. That's just... Whew.
It was insane.
It's wacky.
Yeah, and I was performing with the keyboardist for the Violent Femmes. He learned all of my songs, which was really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I did some around 4 shows with him, it was a great week. It was a great week, so hopefully there will be more of that to come.
Yeah, that'll be cool. It'll always be nice to have you in Wisconsin.
Yeah. So I know.
Well, the hurricanes were blowing that weekend, remember?
It was awful.
The weather
was
horrendous.
Yeah, well, the day I flew in and the hurricane, like, literally I got on the ground and then there was a hurricane watch. So I had to sit in the basement of the hotel for like 3 hours. I was like,
exciting.
You have to be kidding me. No, it was not exciting.
No, believe me, it was my first time with that too, and it's not exciting at all. It's scary as anything.
I could handle earthquakes because I grew up, you know, in California, but I'm not used to hurricanes. This was not a good experience.
Yeah, it's
it
all
didn't hit.
No, those, yeah, it was just bad.
But it was crazy.
Yeah, it was bad. When those horns sounded scary.
Oh, it was scary. But anyway, made it through.
You made it through and then you've gone
on. Made it to Peru and back in one piece, which I was totally freaked out about because it was a 30-hour, you know, trip both ways. So it was intense.
And flying as an American these days is a little questionable,
and driving,
too.
Driving,
you know?
Sitting, flying to Lima, flying from Lima to Cusco, and then driving from Cusco to 2 hours down the Andes Mountains, not knowing where the hell you're going.
Yeah, you have your life in somebody else's hands who you barely can,
you know,
you don't know.
And you don't know Spanish.
And you don't know much Spanish. Oh, man.
And then there's a footbridge that you have to walk over. There's basically no civilization anywhere near the orphanage. You have to walk 20 minutes to get anywhere where there's people, and even then there's hardly anything. And there's a footbridge that you have to walk over every day, and it's like you pray every time you walk over it because it looks like it's going to break at any time, and there's like loose, like, you know, pieces of blood, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I have to survive.
Indiana Jones kind of stuff.
It was insane. Yeah, it was insane. And, you know, the reality, too, is like half the time there's no hot water, half the time there's no gas. It's beautiful as it is there. You're living with nothing, you know. You're just
true third world nation stuff.
Oh, very much.
Poverty, yeah.
I just came back very grateful for the hot water that I have in my apartment.
Yep. No, oh, I know people, we forget about it, too, because we can just turn it on and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's an eye-opener. I hope to open more people's eyes about that.
I think so. I think, you know, with the show and then the record and just being able to talk to you and other people about my experience and going back, I want to go over there and spend a month or so over there before the record comes out. Hopefully I can do that. I don't know.
Videotape some of it.
Yeah, exactly. I have a ton of pictures, which I need to post on my MySpace page.
We're getting there.
I know, slowly but surely.
Hey, how about bugs? Did you see big bugs down there?
Yeah.
I'm always interested in the bugs.
Yeah, there were fleas. It was not pleasant. There were aspects of it which I'm very happy.
Fleas.
And there were you know, mice, and we named one of the mice in the orphanage Machu Picchu. So every night the kids, "Dónde está Machu Picchu?" Like like, oh no!
You ought to write.
Trying to sleep.
I think your next venture is going to be a children's book with a CD with it.
Yeah, you never know. Actually,
about your experience, you know.
That's actually a really good idea.
I know. Thank you.
Maybe in Spanish once I learn.
And or
Spanish.
Or both. You know.
Yeah.
It has very little words, but some of it in English, and then some of it in Spanish.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Very simple.
Well, I'm excited that some of the proceeds will go to the kids because I just feel like this record, you know, has taken so many years and it's been such a family, you know, labor of love project for me. So many of my friends and family have been involved for all these years. And I just feel like it should go to something, you know, that I feel strongly about as well as.
And it should. No, and it should.
Yeah,
it's your art.
Yeah.
Bottom
yeah.
line is it is your
yeah,
art, so.
Exactly. So it's all good.
So other than this conversation, where, if I want to point people in a direction to say, learn more about you, your music, where would you send them?
I would still send them to my MySpace page.
Okay.
Which is myspace.com/Sarah without an H, Wasserman, and then my website, which is sarahwasserman.com, and then Those are two of, I think, the strongest sites. I'm going to be posting new songs in the next couple of days as well and just updating everything.
Yeah, so you could just punch your name right into any your favorite search engine, Sarah Wasserman, and it'll lead people there.
It comes up. And
it
then,
does.
Yeah, there's, exactly. So, exactly.
Well, I know we touched on it briefly, but how is your lovely mom?
She's great.
She's doing well?
And you met Dan.
And Dan, yeah, and he's doing all right.
He's doing good, but you haven't met my dad yet, have
Not
you?
Yet, no. We just did a conversation thing.
And how was that?
Oh, that was great.
Good.
Yeah, it was a blast. He's got a good sense about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was fun. They're all fun in their own special way. But I just love your mom. She's wonderful.
She is amazing.
Yeah,
she's
I look forward.
She's an amazing person. She loves you, too.
I look forward. Really, you know, I look forward that day. Will
come to the show.
I know.
Come to the show. There's going to be so many amazing people there. It's going to be really incredible. It's in, you know, Mill Valley. It's a little town surrounded by redwood trees.
I know all about it. Have a very good...
It's going to be incredible.
I know.
You know, you'd get to everyone. Finally, you'd get to meet everyone and...
Who knows? It's on the list for sure.
Okay.
And
exactly. If not,
there's going to be more. There will be. Well, maybe I'll make it down to Peru someday with you too. Because I just
you should.
It's a really
you would love it.
Well, I teach little ones, you know.
I know.
So this would just, you know, it's there's several reasons. Just talking to you is nice and all, but I also want people to know about the kids
well,
too.
Well, you can't really get the picture of it unless you experience it. Honestly, before I went down there, a couple people who had spent time down there told me it was going to be like a life-altering experience. And it really was in a lot of aspects because you just realize, like, these kids are just so amazing. I can't even put into words how amazing they are and how positive they are and how full of love. It's just a very healing place. I mean, most orphanages...
Depressing,
you know,
huh?
Don't have music classes and dance classes and, you know, cooking classes and sewing classes. And these kids are just so, you know, their lives are so full.
Yeah, that sounds hip.
It's really incredible. And I hope that this model just gets passed on to other models, other orphanages, you know, and people try to do the same thing because, you know, it's a very powerful thing, the art, putting the art into these kids' lives.
I agree. So, if you have nothing else, you do have an imagination.
Exactly.
And you know, that can take you so many places. And from there, you really never know where it can lead you as you grow. You
exactly.
One day you might get a chance to expand on one of your ideas, and before you know it, you're spreading joy throughout the world.
Exactly.
And,
you never know what one voice can do.
No, and you might as well open up your ears and take a little listen.
Yeah, exactly. I agree completely.
Well, I thank you for sharing part of your story. So
thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it's always great, and I look forward to more.
Yes, me too, and I hope to see you.
I know.
In the Bay Area.
I know. Oh boy.
I'll keep you posted.
You will. And we'll keep updating. Yeah, we'll update it, and we'll keep everybody aware.
That sounds great.
All right, Sarah, thanks for chatting.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
You too, hon.
Bye.
Bye.